You are tuned in to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host with a sore throat. No, it's not a sore throat. It's just a frog in my throat. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Chris Keller. Chris is a quantum energy practitioner and healer who specializes in finding the trouble areas in the body and the stressors within that area by using the pendulum and chart method of dowsing. After working 30 years in the printing and newspaper industry, Chris retired in 2007. A door opened for Chris which would lead him into the world of energy healing. Realizing that his intuitive nature was more than just coincidence, Chris began taking courses in many different modalities. To his credit, Chris has found great success and certification in dowsing, and that would be with the pendulum, radionics, healing with metaphysical tools, quantum touch, muscle testing, which is applied kinesiology, foot bath detox, and live blood analysis. Chris learned very quickly that when working with universal energies, one must think not just outside the box, but way outside the box. By this, we mean that all possibilities need to be considered when working with a person's ill health. Not only are things like viruses and infections tested for, but also off-the-world possibilities like entities, aliens, demons, karmic debt, and how well your body is grounded to the earth are considered. After the problem area and stressors have been located, the frequencies of the stressors can be neutralized with the use of crystalline metaphysical tools and radionics. With this protocol, it is possible for pains and ailments to be alleviated within a short period of time. Chris's work has become a worldwide phenomenon in energetic and remote distance healing as he works with anyone and everyone in the entire world via Skype and telephone, which has gained him and his clinic worldwide notoriety. And you can visit Chris's website by clicking on www.chriskeller.net. And that's on the links at my show description, and it will be permanently in the archives. And so let's welcome the real live Chris to the show now. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Lance, doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Well, you know, I want to give the listeners a little bit of background on us because the personal touch is always the thing that gets me the most. Some of my closest friends in the Galactic History Discussion group that I run on Facebook were raving about your work, and they said, "Oh, I've been getting healing work from Chris Keller, and you gotta check him out." So I was pretty busy, but I did contact you, and we've had three sessions. That's all we needed together, and I have to admit, each one was kind of mind blowing, but I kept an open mind. And I have to say that things have been blowing open just like, you know, we healed creativity and abundance and things like that. Well, now I can almost not stop the creativity. It's just flowing from me. And before, when we first started, of course, there were many other factors to consider too. But before, I was pretty much kind of, you know, going along at a pace that was, you know, a normal clip, quote-unquote, abnormal. And, you know, I would like to say that, you know, I feel that your work has contributed to me just blossoming. So thank you for that. And
you're most welcome.
With that great recommendation, let's find out how you got into this briefly, and then let's find out about what you're finding in your patients or your clients. Now, they're not patients. They're equals that are processing. So could you just give a little bit of a, because I'm getting into the foot bath detoxing thing myself, and you said you started there.
Yeah, this all started for me, it was a good, I'm going to say 9 years ago. My first wife passed away. She had a rare disease called scleroderma. And when we were together, I was in the print industry, as mentioned. And after she passed away, it was a very tough time. She suffered for about 6 years. And my financial planner looked at me and says, "Chris, take a break. Look at your portfolio." So, yeah, I took his advice. And, you know, long story short, one door closes, another door opens. And I met somebody who does this type of work in certain aspects, and found that I was picking it up really quick, doing muscle testing and the intuitive part of all of this. And, you know, as I ventured down this road a little bit, met a whole lot of people in Alberta, Canada, and BC, Canada, and started, you know, very quickly pulling in a lot of different modalities and a lot of different ideas and suggestion on what this stuff, this healing work all is. And I picked up on it really quick. And, you know, with nothing better to do, I just thought, you know what, here's a way that I could, help people along the road. Because, you know, I went through a long time of very ill family, my mother, my father, my late wife, her family, everybody going through illness. And of course, you're helping them along the way to go through life. And I thought, okay, now here's a way I could pick up where I left off and actually do something and make a business out of it and do something good for myself also. Mm-hmm. And it just escalated at such a fast rate. And here I am today. I've got my own clinic. I've got a 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. job that I don't call it a job, but I'm doing this 5 days a week, and with people all over the world. It's just turned into this very amazing phenomenon of healing.
Wow. Well, you know, when I did the Galactic History videos, we discussed the possibility that there would be a need for millions of healers in the world, because we're going through a transition right now, as I think you might want to talk about, and there have been alien influences, reptilians, greys, and as I understand it, the reptilians are really the largest source of difficulty here on the planet, although there are other demigods like, you know, well, for instance, we found Zeus in me from birth, and there were shamanic voodoo things. I mean, I have heard so many things over the years and read so many things that nothing would surprise me. But so what are some of the things that you have been finding in your worldwide clients, and how does that relate to the present shift that we're in now?
Well, everybody experiences something different. Let's take a health problem, for instance. Let's take five people with diabetes, okay? Now, these five people can have diabetes for five different reasons. You have to look at everybody differently. You have to work on the person, not the disease, not the illness. So mm-hmm. So that's one thing that I do. I don't treat everybody the same. Everybody is different. So mm-hmm. Within a health problem, there's always going to be some type of spiritual or energetic component, whether mm-hmm. it be some type of shamanic curse, a spell, witchcraft, voodoo, mm-hmm. and also entities. Now, mm-hmm. you said the word reptilians, and we're going to talk in great depth about that, because, as you said, there's a lot of transition happening, and we're learning a lot more. So there is all different types of entities, and that could be a spirit of someone on this planet who passed away, and their spirit is not transitioned over, and they're just wandering around, and they want to create some trouble. They get into your body and they create havoc. Okay, that is one very big scenario, and the other one is the alien scenario. Uh-huh. Now, this is something that whenever I mention it, people roll their eyes and take another look at me and say, "Okay, my friend, you've been smoking something." And you know what? The sage ain't that strong. It's not going to do that much to you. But right. as mentioned in my bio, you really have to think outside of the box when it comes to dealing with deep health problems. Now, I have unlimited success with acute problems, sore knees, pain in the body, migraine headaches, constipation, digestive issues, you know, that those types of things. But when it comes to the very, very big problems. Now, problems like severe MS, ALS, LMNOP, you name it. All these different very big diseases have got a very big component. What makes these diseases and illnesses so much more of an impact on somebody's health than somebody else's? And what I have found lately is that the whole reptilian concept of aliens influencing humanity is the number one trigger within everybody, okay?
Yeah.
So this gets very deep very quickly. So we need about a four-hour show to really get into it. But
well,
we
can do that, but see what you can do.
To Coles note it down a little bit, basically, yeah. you have to start thinking, humanity, why are we here? And that question has been asked ever since the beginning of time. Why are we here? What's going on? We are here for one purpose, and that is for experimentation for these reptilians, these gray aliens, these archons, all these different aliens, for them to use us to experiment on our DNA, on our physicality, to try different things so that they can use it for their benefit. We're also here for their entertainment. We're also here for a food source for them.
Yes, I agree.
100%. Now, you go on the internet and you look up people like David Icke, David Wilcox. There's a lot of different people, high-profile, intelligent people that are talking about this. And they've been talking about this for years, about this scenario. Now, the difference between me and these other people is I take this phenomenon, this consideration of these reptilians, and I apply it to when I'm doing a healing on somebody. And the results end up being, instead of taking 15, 20 sessions to help somebody, it now takes 3 or 4 sessions to help somebody, because you get through all the reptilian ET veils that are set up in front of somebody like me. Now, of course, they're smart. They know about healers like myself and all the other ones that are out there that do this type of work. They know about us, and they want to set up roadblocks that make it very difficult for us to get in and do the healing. So once you get past those roadblocks and those veils, then it becomes so incredibly easy when you're working psychically with a pendulum and charts like I do, to discern exactly what the problem is. So you can get past all of the spiritual, all of the energetic components in the way, and then get into the body and find the true physical component.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Exactly, and ultimately, when you're working in this capacity, that's what needs to be done. That's what a lot of people get a healing done, let's say, from somebody who does Reiki or Quantum Touch or one of the very wonderful modalities that are out there. They're all fantastic. But what tends to happen is a healing takes place, but then it reverts back after a certain amount of time, after maybe 3 or 4 days. Whereas when you go direct into the problem, find the exact things that are in the way, be it a witchcraft spell, be it reptilian aliens, be it hybrid reptilian components within your body, be it DNA issues, then it just clears that way completely open. Voila, there's the real health problem, whether it's a heavy metal, whether it's parasites or any of those contributors to energetically, and then use the law of attraction, you use intent along with the tools that I use to move out the problem. And quite often, Lance, as you've experienced, things can happen very quickly. In a lot of ways, it's almost miraculous.
Mm-hmm. Yes. How much does the 3D world contribute to our health problems, which are, in essence, not in this world, but are probably generated from the astral realms, because there are hundreds of levels in the astral realms? But how much does the physical contribute, for instance, the heavy metals from chemtrails, fluoride in the water, nanotechnology being dispersed throughout the you know, into food and the products and stuff that we eat?
Here's the way it works. Okay, so we all know chemtrails are out there. We all know that Monsanto is putting GMOs and changing the food. There's all these different bad toxins out there in the planet, and how come some people it affects them and some people it doesn't? So if you take that reptilian component, so there is a reptilian energy or an entity within our bodies controlling things. What they're going to do is take that component that is within your body and use it against you. Mm-hmm. So if you're a person that didn't have any kind of ET influence or any kind of spells or any kind of curses on you, your body would naturally flush these out of your system. It would just happen on its own, okay? There wouldn't be any issues involved for your body to get rid of it. But when you do have that extra component of an extra consciousness within you, it is going to take that problem and it's going to send it to your brain. It's going to send it to your liver. It's going to send it to your kidneys or your nervous system, wherever, and then cause the problem.
Well, of course, there is also a physical reptilian brain seated not far from the pineal gland, and it's dividing the two halves of our brain, which, of course, the left is the male and the right the female intuitive. So duality is the result. Do you sense that the reptilian brain that's in there is part of the interference wave or the distortion process? And then what about the mind of the heart, which is really where the seat of the essence?
Well, there's a lot of concepts. What I've been finding, I like everybody knows about the reptilian brain. It's there. The limbic system is all part and parcel with the reptilian concept. Now, there's also other areas in your body that are reptilian hybrid. So let's call the reptilian brain a reptilian hybrid brain, which means it has the reptilian DNA within it. Uh-huh. So now let's go to it to a deeper. This is where we almost need 4 hours.
Okay.
When you start thinking about how the human body works compared with the reptilian, so when the human body senses something within it that is not natural to it, it's going to create the immune system. It's going to fire up the autoimmune system and try to fight this thing. Now, of course, it's something that can't be fought. It's not an infection. It's not a bacteria or a virus. So it's going to continue to fight this thing on and on and on. So it's going to keep on sending white blood cells. It's going to keep on sending free radical cells to fight this thing. And then as it keeps on doing it, it's going to create a scar tissue. It's going to create other issues where the body gets damaged from its own immune system. So the reptilian brain, yes, is one concept. The heart concept is there, but there's more to look at than just those things. And you really have to, as we said before, keep an open mind as to what areas are reptilian hybrid within the body.
Okay. Well, all right. I'd like to get a little deeper into that, and also. Many people, such as John Lear and others, have found physical implants that are located in various parts of our bodies from being abducted as children or as adults, and usually that's multi-generational. Have you found that in your work, and does your work address a physical implant?
It certainly does.
Okay.
Now, the case of implants... It can be as simple as suggestion. So a reptilian entity within or around you will put suggestion or intent into your DNA, into whatever part of the body. Just as I can use intent to remove a problem, they can use intent to put it in. So it's just will, a will that is put into your body for this to happen. It can also be done radionically. We're using a radionic device. There's many different ones out there. There's Skios or Indigos. There's the one that I use, the EQ1111. But these entities also, these extraterrestrials, have all this technology. Where do you think we got it from?
So it's been, right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they use that against us. Now, also what I find quite often is they have the same types of sacred geometry tools. I mean, geometry is universal. They create their own tools out of it, and they will use that to send the energy. So the implant can be very physical. It can be something that is actually a microchip And what I do find sometimes is that stones within our body. So many people have kidney stones, liver stones. These stones have get built up, and we all say it's calcium, calcifying within the kidneys and different areas. But these stones themselves can be carrying the implant energies, the codes that are placed within it to create the problem. So, yes, the stones are very big. I've never really seen microchips and anything of that nature yet. But for me, the big thing has been stones, the energetic implants into our holographic bodies, into our astral bodies. All of our etheric composition is a very big one because our bodies feed off of the etheric naturally.
Well, as I understand, I mean, one of the things that I'm beginning to notice is that there are tap lines into our various bodies, like from the astral realm into the five bodies, and those are predominantly reptilian, and it's almost like or identical to the Matrix trilogy, where we have these tubes that go into the back area. But they're etheric tubes or astral tubes, and they literally suck our energy. And so our anger and negativity is one energy that's being pulled off. Our joy, our spiritual ecstasy is another type of energy that's drained out. And one of my guests, George Kavassalis, has gone so far as to say that the chakra system was installed there as a way of milking us, because it's not just a way of contacting, you know, the higher. But it's also a two-way system, just like implants would be, to feed impulses into us as well as control us.
100%. Now, the chakra system itself, yes, George is absolutely right. I love George. He is right on the ball with a lot of things. Him and I do resonate. The chakra system is reptilian. So when I'm doing a clearing on somebody, I always start with a general clearing to clear out the reptilian concept. And one of the things that I do is I transmute. I don't get rid of the chakra system. I transmute it from a reptilian chakra system into a chakra system of pure white light, which just changes a lot of things in a lot of ways very quickly. And as far as emotions goes, now these reptilians, all these other beings, they don't have emotions. Their soul is not capable of sustaining emotion. So they live off of our emotions. It's like a sustenance for them. That's what they live on. Whereas we plant crops and have, you know, animals and create our own food, these beings live off of our energy. They are energetic beings, to say the least. So
all of the big ones,
yeah, the anger, the hate, the fear, it's like a smorgasbord for them.
Filet mignon at the present moment. Well, and also, as I understand it, all of the world's religions and politics are all reptilian controlled, that there isn't anything that isn't run on this planet that is not tapped into that, because that's why things are like they are today.
You have to really realize that everything on this planet is created with a reptilian influence, okay? And it's just now, in the last few years, that people are starting to separate from that and realize that these types of influences are happening. And that's what the whole awakening and ascension process is all about, is humanity finally breaking free and getting rid of all of this reptilian, gray alien, whatever alien it is that is involved, breaking free from it and becoming soul to themselves and being fully human instead of being manipulated by these son of a guns of the universe.
right. You know, and the New Age movement and a lot of things that are inspiring that make us feel good are also, you know, it's all tapped into the same source, people's religions, you know, Yahweh and Jehovah and the jealous God and all that stuff that we're talking about reptilian gods. The god of Saturn, you know, Sauron from the Lord of the Rings trilogy. You know, we've got the one eye. Well, You know, they've turned everything around that's positive and spun it in a negative direction, just like free energy exists. But we don't have it because we're not allowed to have it, so they take the free energy devices and spin it in a negative spin, and then they have test them out on things like 911 on Twin Towers. Only they got rid of three towers at the same time. It wasn't just two. There was also Building 7, and that was a major multidimensional event, which is like, you know, the Titanic, Fukushima, and all these other fake events. Jay Widener was just on the show a couple of weeks ago talking about all this, and he felt that 2012 occurred as a wake-up call because people realized that Sandy Hook was a whole hoax. It was a show. And he was just flabbergasted that, and he's a scholar in esoteric material. I mean, he knows what he's talking about. The man is a walking knowledge resource for esoteric information and hands-on information. And he said he was surprised at all the things that were just, that they were all holograms and nothing was real. And he was having a hard time putting his finger on anything that was had substance to it, other than the sun, which shines all the time, no matter what happens. So, you know, what about all that? The dog and pony show that you talked about in the beginning.
Well, you know, it really makes my head spin quite a bit when you hear about all the different conspiracy things. Then you listen to people who are very credible and they say one thing, but then you hear something else. And I think the governments and the reptilians are really relying on the conspiracy theorists who go willy nilly about certain things. You know, it just takes away any kind of credibility. So if all of a sudden the truth is there, nobody's going to believe it anyway, because who can believe what nowadays?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So what I'm doing, Lance, is I'm taking that concept of conspiracy, which is, okay, let's call the reptilians a conspiracy, but I'm putting it into play within the work that I'm doing and actually proving that by removing these things, a healing can occur. Let me give you a case in point. I did have a client come in Winnipeg into my office, and she was complaining of pain in the right side of her body within her abdomen for 20 years. Okay, they took out her gallbladder. They took out her uterus. They did all these other operations. They did all these other treatments. Nothing worked. She came in and saw me, and she says, okay, Chris, you know what? I'm at my wit's end. I heard about you. Do something. So I used my pendulum. My pendulum said I need to remove Lucifer from her ascending colon. Okay, let's do that. So I told Lucifer, it's time to leave. You need to go. All of a sudden, after 20 years of pain in her right side, the pain went to her left side.
Okay. Smart.
She looked at me. I'd never seen a person's eyes go so wide and white. She says, the pain just moved to my left side. I looked at her. I said, ah, the game is afoot. We're chasing Lucifer. So I chased him around a little bit, told him it's time now to leave. I wore him out. All of a sudden, the pain was gone.
Wow.
So right there and then, you know, that to me, I always knew that there was something to this energy healing stuff because I get results. But because I worked just on Lucifer, nothing else, no viruses or bacteria or parasites, that showed me that there is definitely that this negative, dark duality of influence within humanity. And it goes to a much, much deeper level.
Well, you know, I've heard so much about the Luciferian energy, and again, I know people who are light workers, quote unquote, who are for Lucifer, that Lucifer's a light, being of light. But then you have all the Luciferian cults, and then you have the Illuminati elements that are using the Luciferian energy for negative purposes, and then the movie stars, the rock stars, that all are not all, but some are. Apparently using sacred geometry in their music and Luciferian energy and cult signals, which are at frequencies that we aren't perceiving. So what about this Luciferian energy, and how prevalent is it, and how does that tie into the Vatican and the pedophile industry that's global?
Well, ultimately, you look at Luciferian things, the Satan stuff, the reptilians, the god realm, which you mentioned before, Zeus, Horus, the Egyptian gods. You know, they're all in the same group. Same bunch of idiots. Okay, let's call them what the other bunch of idiots, and I'm chasing them all over the universe and knocking them out. Okay, they're all working part and parcel. Okay, and whenever somebody, let's say the Illuminati is doing a cult ritual on somebody or something, or sending out their negative vibrations through their rituals and their ceremonies. Now these beings pick it up and say, okay, let's go with it. And then it creates an energy loop. And it goes from the person in the Illuminati or the Luciferian cult, whatever it is, goes up to these beings, and then they act on it, and then they carry out the deed, let's say. And they will also invoke, let's say, rogue spirits of somebody who passed away on the planet to go into somebody's body, embody them, and carry out these things that are going on. And you have to know that anybody who is suffering from a severe health problem, where no matter what is done for them by allopathic medicine, by spiritual medicine, by herbs, by whatever, it is all to do with some type of spell, some type of curse, through some type of dark force within the universe, within this planet, that is carrying it out.
Well, you know, I had another healer from Australia, Richard, I can't remember his last name, but he works with the Aboriginal energies, and he has a very similar perception as you do. But he says that they can go back into past lifetimes. It can be 100,000 years ago, and that energy of agreement can lay dormant until it's triggered in the now. And so he goes back in time, corrects the previous time loop, and then repositions the current time in the now. And so he's got a different technique, but the essence of it is very similar.
There's a lot of people. Now let's talk about energy healers for a second in general. And here's what I find. This is my opinion. I don't know a lot of them because I stick to my own thing, and I don't read anybody. I don't really follow anybody. I just kind of stick to my own thing and work with my people in spirit that help me out. But what I do find is that one healer will use ABC to get rid of S. I might use elemental P to get rid of S. Doesn't matter what you use, as long as S is gone. Okay. So as long as you get a good outcome without any ramifications or healing crisis or any slide back, then it doesn't matter, as long as the problem is gone. But there's a lot of them that believe that they're doing something for the light, but they're in actuality doing something that is considered within the dark realms. So they actually putting the person at risk by working within whatever modality it is that they're using. They can be putting the client at risk.
Yeah, right. And that just like, for instance, people in churches can pray for you, or they can do something that's, quote, for you, and it's an opening for dark energies to come in and take over.
That's exactly it. And when you start understanding the whole dark reality of the universe and what is out there, and of course, I'm not going to stand here and say I know all about it. I'm basically digging into the iceberg right now, trying to bury my way through to the bottom core to see exactly what it is. But I am realizing more and more and more what the components are. And of course, by my results, I'm understanding that there is validity to it all. Now let's talk about God for a second, okay?
Okay.
Now it says that we're all created in the image of God. Now what you need to understand is what God. Okay. What God? Now that God, what I am finding, what I am getting through my sources, is that this is the God of Saturn, which is reptilian.
Yes.
So we're all born. We got the reptilian brain. We got the reptilian DNA within there somewhere, and we are created by them for them. And it goes you know further than that. So that when you're praying to God, you got to make sure what God are you praying to. There's a God of time. There's a God of thunder. God of rock and roll. There's all these different demigods up there that will take your energy if you're uh-huh. giving it up. Okay. So if you intend that I am praying to the God of love and light, which is not so much a God, it's love and light, okay? That's what the way I perceive it. I mean, a God is something that you bow down to and give homage and make sacrifices to. A lot of love and light does not want that. So right. I don't look at it as a God. I look at it as the supreme light, the stuff that we're all after.
Kind of like the sun that's always shining.
And I've even heard stories that the sun isn't really there.
Well, yes, that it's a microchip or something or a portal. So, but it's an example of something that's, you know, more enduring. So we're all, and you know, that opens a whole door because so many of the religions, the world's religions, which are control devices for the reptilians, they may have different faces, but it's all the same basic entity that is running things. So when somebody goes off and starts a movement against the church because they're too restrictive, and then that becomes they get people in that movement, it's still the same God of Saturn, the reptilian God, the gods of man that are running things. And so really we're just shuffling deck chairs on the Titanic, right?
That's basically it. I mean, any religion is about fear.
Right.
God's going to get you for that. You know, the wrath of God will get you if you sin. And you know, the fear-based is so much there at all levels. Any religion you look at, you know, I was brought up a strict Mennonite. Okay. My family, my dad, my mother, they're all, you know, my mom was the youngest of 17 kids. My dad was one of 12 kids on farmland in what we call the Bible Belt of Manitoba, Canada. Okay. Lots very religious people. Like you go to church right. every Sunday and three times if you can. Okay. And I was brought up like that. And right away, I just felt so uncomfortable with it. That I, at a certain age when I could make the decision, I'm not going to church, I did not go to church. I just had nothing to do with it. And then when I found that all of this energy stuff, this spiritual stuff, I quickly realized why. That my guides, my dharma, where I needed to go with my soul was trying to get me away from that because I needed to be away from that.
That makes a lot of sense, Chris. It really does. That all these things are programs, they're running programs, and you probably feel, I would guess, like I do, that you chose your appearance for the experiences that they would be providing for you so that you would break away and form your own choices.
Yeah, I do feel it's that concept of things. I mean, there's no coincidence. Nothing is chance on when it comes to what we're doing. Everything is set for us. And you know, my thoughts that there are a lot of people on the planet that are kind of, let's say, protected from a lot of these forces so that they can help humanity with the whole ascension process, what is coming very quickly, so that it can happen, and that they can be used as a ground for a lot of these higher white light energies to come in to do the job.
Well, let's talk about the ascension process, because that's one of the things that many people are saying has been co-opted, and is and George Kavoslis and others are talking about that there's a false light reality, which is what we're talking about now. And so how can you recognize a legitimate ascension process, and what is it? And who's ascending, and what's ascending, and where are we ascending to? I mean, these are questions that come up in my mind when people seem to be so sure about what they're doing. You know, there's a whole idea that we have to go through the fourth dimension to get to the fifth dimension. Well, we're in a nine-dimensional galactic matrix. So you move to fourth to fifth, you're just, you know, moving from one sandbox into a bigger sandbox, but you're going to hit the edges of it fairly shortly.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right, and I think you know, we're all looking for this big light switch to be flicked, and all of a sudden the light comes on, and voila, the doves fly and the angels sing, you're ascended. I don't think anybody on this planet knows exactly what it's going to be like, what's going to happen. My thoughts, and this is my opinion, is that it's just the whole separation within the reptilian realm and the realm of humanity, where all of a sudden we can live in peace without any kind of influence by any kind of other beings from other dimensions or universes or across the street, whatever they are. That is my whole take on it. Now, when that happens, we are going to be able to manifest whatever we want. Okay,
right.
We need
right.
something. You can't sit there and say, give me an apple, and an apple appears. But if you need something within your reality, within what you're doing to be there, eventually there's something that's going to happen that leads you to it, or a scenario is created for you to get the right job, or a scenario is created for something to happen for you that you want. And I'll be the first to tell you, it's happening for me right now. So my thoughts are that there's seven levels to the dimensional shift. We are in the fifth dimension at level three right now, bordering on level four. Once we hit level seven, which could happen tomorrow, could happen in a year, could happen in 10 years. Who knows? I don't know. Anybody who knows about it, tell me and we'll sit and have a discussion. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you are ascending, you may go through a series of aches and pains or disruption within the way you feel, flu-like symptoms. I got pains in my shoulders right now that should be there for no reason at all, okay? So that is going on. There's going to be a release of entity from your body, a lot of things that have been hanging on to us for hundreds of years. So you might all of a sudden feel dizzy and disoriented and nauseous and extremely tired for maybe an hour or so. That is something releasing from your body. So there's a lot of different scenarios. And here's one scenario. I'm sitting in what is now my brand new house for my family. We've been here 2 weeks. And my wife and I, my new wife, we got a little family. We had kids. My daughter just turned 1 year old. My son is three. And we were living in the old house where my late wife passed away in. And there's a lot of old emotions and a lot of energy there that just wasn't conducive to my new family. So we've been trying to manifest a new house. All of a sudden, one day, we're looking at the market. And we're looking in the real estate paper. And I says, let's go take a look at that house right there. And she says, but it's in an area of the town of city of Winnipeg I don't want to live in. I said, let's go have a look at it. We came and looked at it. In 5 minutes, we put in an offer. In an hour, they accepted that offer, and we are now in that house. And it's the perfect, absolute perfect house for us. All around the neighborhood is perfect. Everything is there that we need. So we manifested it. It happened, and it was effortlessly. And that's the thing. It's effortless when it starts to happen.
I have kind of a similar outlook, except that I perceive that our thoughts would manifest instantaneously. So, you know, whatever a thought is, because everything at the quantum level is instantaneous. A court can be affected across the universe, and there's no gap in time. So that would indicate that there is some kind of field that we can tap into, the quantum field, that is doesn't take time, that we're like the Mayans and the various others, Carl Kalman and Barbara Ann Clow and so on, have talked about the end of time, and that we're moving out of time or running out of time. You could also look at it that way. So how important is it for us to recognize our shadow and process the unconscious desires that come in from these various entities and sources that we've been talking about, so that we can be more pure at heart and manifest our true desires, which are our authentic self?
That's a very big concept, and there is a lot involved. Now, personally, what I do for my clients in that respect is I do clearings after clearing after clearing, going into different concepts of their etheric bodies. I do lots of work in the soul. Now, a lot of people misunderstand the soul a little bit, but the soul is one of these things that is coveted by the dark forces because with a human soul, you can have emotion. So that is one thing that they wanted. Also, they can use that soul, put it within a hybrid or a clone of themselves in order to put it to war. There's lots of different concepts. But basically, by doing clearings, clearing out curses, witchcraft, old energies that are hanging around, karmic debt, all these types of things. Now, a big one, Lance, and here is a huge one. Now, you mentioned quite a few times about time. Now, what I've been doing is I've been looking within what is within our energy as the time matrix. Okay, the time matrix, and time itself is created by reptilians in order to keep us enslaved to time. Everything is run by the clock, okay? Mm-hmm. Everything is time on this planet with humanity. So if you can take that time matrix and find out where it's connected to, and in most cases, it's either connected to, let's say, the second dimension or connected to the 20th dimension. 20th dimension being a dimension of reptilian energy, okay? It's also where a lot of shamanic curses, a lot of voodoo and witchcraft are projected from. So depending on where it's connected at, disconnect it, connect it to the fifth dimension, take the person out of those dimensions also, and put them in the fifth dimension. Now you've got a cleaner slate to work with, and you're disconnected. The reptilians, all these other aliens, they get in through the time matrix. That is their hiding place. That is their back door. So by working in the time matrix, and now you can also view the time matrix as like the Akashic records. That is a record, a timeline of your entire path from beginning, from inception, how many lifetimes ago to now. So working within that time matrix, you can actually just delete anything that's negative out of it. Look at it as a computer program. Look at our bodies. Look at everything within us, all our energy bodies, everything etheric. Look at all as an organic computer. And then just start deleting things out of it. I don't need that. Put it in the trash bin and delete it. Control-Alt-Delete. I don't need you anymore. Sayonara.
I like that.
Of course, and it does work. Most people, when I do that, that you feel a shift. You feel a tingle. You feel a pulsing. You feel as if somebody picked you up and put you down 2 feet away from you. It's a shift, and everybody knows what the shift is. I want to design a T-shirt that says "Shift happens." Okay, because everybody everybody feels these energy shifts going on, and that is very common. When I do work in the time matrix, I move it. And in some cases, because the time matrix is so infected, I just delete the whole thing and give you a new time matrix. It is possible, and then people feel like, "Whoa, what just happened?" Something changed within me, and you notice something, and all of a sudden things start to change and get better for you.
Yes. Well, you know, I noticed that when you did the phone work with me, that there were moments when I was feeling that what you just described, and it's a very real sensation. And since then, we did some things on creativity, and I'm telling you, you said, well, you better be careful what you wish for. Well, I am so creative now that everything I do is creative, and I can't get away from my creativity. I mean, I'm cooking for the dog and myself, and I'm feeding the birds, and I'm going outside and doing organic gardening, and I've got buckets of water. I'm recycling the dirty water. I mean, it just doesn't stop. So I have to learn how to work with my own creativity so that I don't, you know, short circuit. But it's a problem that I love having. So. I appreciate it, and that's, you know, something that a lot of people... And out of the creativity comes abundance, because you have so much abundance and so much creativity that you're just giving things away for free, which I think is the paradigm for the new realities that are emerging out of the old marketing and ploys and the, you know, hurry while supplies last. I was born in the 50s when we, you know, I was raised on the first televisions. And, you know, Ed Sullivan and Topo Gigio and a lot of other things. And, yes, there was a nice element to them, and there was a somewhat harmless element. But how quickly things have changed. And now you've got televisions that can see everything you do in your living room. So, you know, there goes your porn movies. And cheating on your wife or your husband or your partner if you're a gay person, you know, it's all recorded. And it's in the NSA data banks, and artificial intelligence has access, and then use that, and, you know, it goes on and on and on. So, yeah, what do you think about today and clearing, doing your own clearing as much as possible to clear out the energies that can cause distortions?
You know, the way that I look at things when you're doing clearings is that, you know, there's a universal law that says if you identify something, tell it to leave, it has to leave no matter what it is. So that's the realm that I work in, is identification. And the charts that I use, which I'm creating a course. Anybody wants to do my work, I'm going to teach whoever wants to do my work. I'm going to teach you how to do it. Okay?
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, my course is going to be on my website probably about 2 or 3 weeks, and people are going to be able to do this. I'm one person. I can't do it all myself. I want to teach other people to do it.
Oh, wonderful, but, Chris. Let's get your website again so people can find it and check you out.
Yes, it's chriskehler.net, chriskehler.net. Don't do chriskehler.com. That guy's a little strange guy. You want to go chriskehler.net. Okay. It's not on there yet. It's just in the final developmental stage. I've got a few courses out to try and see how easy it is to train people to do this, so I can see where I need to tweak it. But
yeah.
Ultimately, you know what? If I can do it, heck, anybody can do it. Okay, I'm an old printer.
Well, good.
I can do it. No problem. Anybody, I can teach anybody. So when you work in the process of identification, and that's where it helps to think outside the box. Reptilian stuff. I've even found entities out there that nobody's ever heard of. Okay.
Oh.
And move them out, and it makes a difference. So when there's a change in somebody's issue, you know that they exist. Okay. So I've actually found different ones, and there's thousands out there. We don't even know about all of
right.
them.
Right.
So clearing wise, now eventually things are going to happen on its own. As the vibrational rate of the earth changes and rises, we will change with it, and then it'll vibrate all these things out of us. But it's going to take a long time to do that. If you can do the clearings yourself and know how to clear them, what to clear, when to clear them, where to send them, there's very, very strict rules about clearing things. Okay. If it's done properly, they're gone. They're gone forever. Okay, so the clearing process, I always tell people, leave it to the professionals. Leave it to people who know what they're doing. Leave it to somebody like myself, Dorian Light. There's lots of others out there who know what they're doing.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Don't try this at home, okay?
Right, right. And part of the difficulty, I think, for most of us is in finding somebody that we can trust that is actually real, because there's so many that people that maybe have a good heart and believe in what they're doing, but they don't understand what they're doing and are unintentionally setting people up to be reinfected with entities that are even worse. You know, they come back with it's gone, like you said, it's gone for a few days, and then they come back. It's like the movie Hellboy, where they got rid of the demon. And I'll come to find out it's simply divided into two.
Yeah, exactly. Now, ultimately, when you're clearing something out, some kind of entity, some kind of negative energy, it's the most important thing to know is where is that person grounded to, what dimension. If they're grounded in the second dimension and you keep clearing out entities, well, they're going to keep on coming in. That revolving door is going to keep on going, one after another. And I found that out the hard way, that you really need to know about that, okay? So by making sure a person is connected, you know, in the fifth dimension, even in the third dimension, is better than the second or the 20th, let me tell you. So by doing that, that ensures that the clearings are going to go away and stay away, and they're not going to keep reinfecting. So that is a very important aspect. The time matrix is a very important aspect to make sure it's connected properly.
Okay. But if the time matrix is created by the reptilian god, the Saturnian god, the demigod, then what is beyond all of creation that is created by these beings that have relative infinite lifespans?
Okay, very good question, Lance. Now, I was working on some friends of mine from Extreme Health Radio, okay, doing some help with an issue they're going through. And what I was told is to connect their law of attraction to the real law of attraction, which is outside of the time matrix of this planet, outside of the reptilian time matrix. So if you intend to work outside of that matrix, outside of the whole game, outside of the veil, outside of the bullshit that is set in front of us, now you're taking straight, pure, unadulterated love and light into your body and using it for what you need to use it for.
Well, you know, we can segue right off the show now because we're out of time. You've just given us all the answers. Chris, it has been absolutely wonderful to have you on, and I thank you for showing up here and for all the healing work you did on me. And we've got your website already, so that people just need to contact you, and we'll have to come back and pick up where we left off.
I'm more than happy to do another show with you, Lance. This is fantastic. It's nice to work with somebody who is open and educated in this work because it makes it so easy to get the message out.
Oh, well, thank you. And well, that's a wrap, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. Good night, Chris.